Good day, my friends. I'm Progress on Purpose Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, coming your way for your empowerment, for your inspiration, and for your encouragement. Here at Progress on Purpose, we are practical, we are relevant, and we are biblical. I would like to encourage you this day with a text found in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. And it reads this way: He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. I want to encourage you, child of God, wherever you are in your walk with God, for you to understand that God called you. And I want you to understand that He who called you is faithful. The text does not say you are faithful. The text says God is faithful. When you compare your faithfulness to God and God's faithfulness towards you, there is no comparison at all, because God will forever be and always be more faithful to His call on your life. And I'm here to let you know today that never give up. Never give up, because God is faithful. And there are four principles I want to share with you as you never give up on the assignment that God has and calling that God has on your life. The very first thing I want you to understand, child of God, sometimes we are called by God. Why should I give up? Never give up, Pastor? Well, here it is. Sometimes we are called by God to do things that don't yield immediate fruit. It is when the fruit is not immediate that we are tempted to quit. We are tempted to let go. We are tempted to relax, and we are tempted to walk away from it all. But never give up, because God is faithful, and He is so faithful. And in His faithfulness, sometimes He calls you to do things that don't yield immediate fruit. But when that happens, please never give up. The second principle I want you to cherish on your journey of this call that God has on your life is that when God thinks of you, because He called you, He thought of you, when God thinks of you, there is something He has in mind that you alone are uniquely qualified to do. My friend, there's no replacement for you. You are uniquely qualified for this call that God has on your life. The enemy thinks that he can take away. Some people think they can jealous you out of it. That's why you should never give up. That's why you should make up your mind that I'll never give up. Why? Because I am uniquely, I am alone. I'm the only one uniquely qualified to do what God has called me to do. Because when God thinks of you, there's something that He has in mind that you alone are uniquely qualified to do. Has it ever dawned on you that God thinks about you? Has it ever dawned on you that you are a thought on God's mind? With all the things that God thinks about, with all the things that God is orchestrating and planning and organizing and bringing to completion, you, my friend, became a thought which God had on His mind. And He had that thought of you because God had something in mind that you alone are uniquely qualified to do. Never give up. And number four, here it is, my friend. You must never give up, because God has an assignment for you which involves you solving a problem. In other words, you are needed. The assignment of God is confirmation that you are needed. The assignment of God upon your life is confirmation that you matter. The assignment of God upon your life is confirmation that you are necessary. You can never give up, because there is a problem somewhere that can never be solved without you arriving to do what God has called you to do. So, my friends, God has an assignment for you which involves you solving a problem. God solving a problem through you. And you, my friend, matter in the equation of whatever this problem is to be solved. And so never give up, child of God. The enemy wants you to give up because he does not want the problem to be solved. But thank God, he has an assignment for you which involves you. Oh God, I love it. You are involved. You are involved. You are enlisted. Your participation is being enlisted by the very assignment that God has for you, because he wants you, my friend, to solve a problem. Last but not least, here it is. Never give up. Never give up. The text says, he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. And the last principle on Progress on Purpose for you today is that, my friend, I implore you, I encourage you, I nod you, I support you, I lift you up in prayer, that you be an effective problem solver. This is where our joy is. Our joy is not in a position. Our joy is not in a place. Our joy is in our purpose. And my friend, you have a purpose to solve a problem. And I want you to understand that, listen, I want to encourage you to be an effective problem solver. Because as you solve problems, you're going to find the joy attached to your assignment is in you accomplishing that which God has called you to do. Blessings on you. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Never give up, never give up, my friend. Because he who called you is faithful and he will do it. Guess what? He is going to do it through you. Blessings on you as you progress on purpose.